Well, welcome everybody. Glad to see everybody tonight. So, how many of you are like me that as you're driving, as you're doing things, you have a problem with directions to the point where you get lost? Anybody? Well, I've got a few sad stories. I was first learning how to drive. My cousin was getting married in Harrisburg, and I said, "Mom, I'll drive out there." And so my mom, myself, my grandmother, and Renee, we all jump in the car. We get down to Cranberry. We get on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And I say, "Okay, let's do this," and I go Ohio and west. For those that didn't catch that, Ohio and west is not east in Harrisburg. So 20 miles later is the next exit, by the way, if you take that wrong turn out of Cranberry. 20 miles there and 20 miles back before you start going the right direction. Lesson learned, pay attention to the big green signs. Every year, my family loves to go to Presque Isle up in Erie to go to the beach. I don't care for it, but for some reason I take them anyways. Every year, and I'm not kidding, every year I take a wrong turn and we get lost. And we see parts of Erie that have no sand, no beach, no water. Parts of Erie I shouldn't be driving in probably with my family, but I've found them all over the years. Every single one of them. I don't know what it is. I just take the wrong turns. Take the wrong turns in life and I get lost. And I think that I'm done with that. I think I'm through with that. With all of today's technology, nope. Happened twice to me over the last 2 months as I drive down to Cranberry. I'm attending a church down there where I'm taking some seminary classes. And literally both times, for both classes, I have missed my exits, missed my turns. Why? In these cases, because I'm distracted. I'm talking on the phone. I'm listening to music. I'm just not paying attention. And I get lost. And there I go. What do all these have to do with one another? They're all related. Not just getting lost, but it's a focus on me trying to get there and trying to do it all myself. And I'm taking the wrong turns. I'm paying attention to the wrong directions. And I'm just being distracted. And that's when the focus is on me. Instead of doing that, what we want to do is use what we have handy, which is GPS, instead of getting lost. And in this case, GPS stands for God Positioning System. Because if we rely more on God than ourselves, we can get through these messes a lot easier and a lot faster. And actually, we can get through them without getting into them. So I want to play a little word game with you. And so there's this verse that says, "I am," and then there's this blank line. Think of something other than the word lost that fits you. I am, Maybe you say, "I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. I'm hurting, I'm broken, I'm happy, I'm joyful. Man, I'm blessed. I'm here, I'm alive. I'm wishing Aaron would get through this and get to the point." You know, so there's something here that we all say, "I am." And what do all these have to do with one another? They're about us, right? It's I am hurting, I am broken, I am joyful, all dealing with me. And over the next month, what we want to do is say, let's take our eyes off of ourselves and let's focus on the great I am, God. Because his view of life, his view of us is a lot different than our own view of ourselves. And so what I want to try to do is get us from talking about I am, me, 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 to talking about the great I am. But we need to know where we're at first, and that's where that GPS comes in, the God positioning system. How does that fit into this? Where does that go? Because we need to see that without him, without some guidance from God in this world, in this life, that we're going to stay lost. And we may be sitting here, we've been lost, we might be lost as we're sitting here now, or we're going to get lost in the future. That's just what we do, because we lose connection with that GPS quite often. All of us do it. But the benefit is, once we get connected to the GPS, once we hook up to that, we become found, life becomes a little easier, but we still know there's bumps. And sometimes you go in those tunnels and you lose signal. Sometimes you get that tree-covered area and you lose that signal. And there's those portions in life where you just can't get through it on your own. And you're just hoping something's there. But as we keep barreling along, as we keep through, getting through those tunnels, we're going to find the other end. God's still right there. He's still right there connecting with us. And so you're going to hear us talk about some promises all month long. And I have some tonight from the book of Isaiah and from the book of Jeremiah. And from Isaiah 43:25, it says, I am the one who forgives you. I am the one who teaches you, from 45:3. I am the one who directs you. I am the one who comforts you. Then from the book of Jeremiah, there's a few others. From 15:20, it says, I am the one who rescues you. I am the one who saves you. Now, what do all those have in common? Not about us at all. They're about what God is doing for us. He's giving us hope. He's giving us comfort. He's giving us His love. He's rescuing us. He's saving us. Why? Because we're lost. That's His nature. That's His motive for us, to say, I am the great I am, and I want what's best for you. And He says, I am your God. I'm the God that's going to heal you, save you, direct you. I am that God. But first, we need to realize, why are GPS, why are God positioning systems out of alignment to begin with? All of us have different reasons. All of us have different stories. But the Bible, as always, sums it up in three verses pretty succinctly. And so I want you to grab a Bible around you. We want to turn to the book of John. Or if you've got a phone app, feel free to turn to John 3. We're going to look at John 3:19 tonight. Now, many of you probably heard of John 3:16. And so a few verses before this, saying, For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish. That's typically where we stop in church, and we stop talking about it. But what was interesting about the chapter in Believe that we're reading this week, chapter 3, they put in the full verse of John as I was reading it. These three verses, 19 through 21, popped out at me saying, oh, maybe that's why we have difficulties in life and why we end up being lost. So let's look at John 3, verse 19. It said, This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. And everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. And so, what do we do? Where do we turn? How do we get refocused? How do we calibrate the GPS? We need to realize why we're lost. And these three verses outline three points why we get lost. One is because we say, I am comfortable. The second one is we say that I am strong. And the third one, my favorite, I am right. Did you get what those three things say? Back on me. Hence why I'm not connected right to that GPS. And so all of these items, all three of these, lead us to being lost. And what's the definition of lost? Not knowing where you are or how to get to where you want to go. You're just unable to find your way. Lost. Where am I? How am I going to get there? Where am I going to go? Let's watch this little video clip I have for you.
On the line, he's advising he's stuck in a corn maze.
And we can't find a way out.
I don't know what to do anymore. We've been in here like 4 hours.
Yes, those are 911 calls from people stuck inside the maze. So many callers, half a dozen this year, that dispatchers have kind of gotten used to it.
Do you know where you're at in the corn maze? I mean, we can hear the freeway, but we have no idea how close we are.
You can, you know, get a little bit worked up when you can't get out of a place and everything looks the same.
The Cool Patch Pumpkins Corn Maze, which holds the Guinness record for largest in the world, has gained such notoriety for being befuddling, it's been featured on the Travel Channel.
It's this way, that one.
It's that one, you're right.
Finding your way out of a relatively small corn maze like this 10-acre one in New Jersey is difficult enough. But imagine trying to get out of one that is six times larger, has 9 miles of trails, and 400 dead ends in the dark.
They're afraid and they're tired. They're tired of being lost.
The maze has just been closed for the season, raised. And no, they didn't find anyone still wandering around inside. Ron Claiborne, ABC News. Chester, New Jersey.
They're tired of being lost. So, we'll see you right back here tomorrow night.
So there's this concept of a corn maze, and I go to one every year with my kids, and we do spend time in those corn mazes, and it's so easy to get lost. That one was 60 acres with 400 dead ends. that's pretty extensive. I guarantee you that the life that we live in is thousands and thousands and thousands of acres with tens upon tens of thousands of dead ends. So it's easy for us to get lost. It's easy for us not to see where we're at. And this picture is of a corn maze. If you've never been in one, this is what happens. You're in there, and you get a map when you go in. It gives you this topical map, but when you're in there, you have no clue where you're at because the stalks are 8 foot on both sides of you, and you're just walking down these paths. How easy it is to lose where you're at. How easy it is to just wander around and just lose your way. And I love in the video that a couple got so lost, they've been in there for 4 hours. And what do? They call 911. Like to me, I'd call the corn maze people and say, I'm stuck in your maze somewhere. I'm going to yell Marco, you yell Polo, and let's find each other. But they call 911. Why? They are lost. Same principle applies in our lives. Not just in the corn maze. You see, they give you a map when you go in. That map for us is Scripture. That map for us is Scripture. And they confirm and they tell us where to go and how to go and where we should go and where we shouldn't go. But just like in that maze, we wander around. Just like when we're driving, I don't pay attention to all the signs that I read and I end up going 20 miles one way the wrong direction. All too often. All too often. And why do we do this? Because we are comfortable. So if we look back in the verse we read in verse 19, it says this, light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. We love darkness. So the light is Jesus in this text. So instead of seeking after him, instead of following after him, we love the comfort of our old ways. We love the comfort of living in the lost world, living in the darkness, living in our sins, living in our greed. We like to be in control. We like to be comfortable. You know what it is about that GPS when it starts telling you, hey, you're going the wrong way, Aaron. You know what it's easy to do? Turn it down. I know which way I'm going. I've been here before. I've been to Erie so many times, I know how to get there and back. Turn it down. But I take the wrong turn anyways. And I proceed down that wrong path. And what we find is that in each and every moment of our lives, we've got decisions to make. We've got crossroads that we come up to. And which way do we take? And in Jeremiah 6:16, love what this says. It says, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. So when we have decisions to make, when we're making life decisions, Scripture's telling us, stand at those crossroads, because there's more than one path. Stand at them and look. But before you act, what should you do? Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is. What does Scripture tell me? What does God tell me? What is the best path for me to take? Should I pray about this a little longer than I have been? Should I hold off on making that decision? What does Scripture tell me? And then once you get that answer, it says, walk in it. And you will find rest for your soul. But then, we say what? We will not walk in it. That's what we say. So, the answer is right there. But we say, we will not walk in it. And so, here's the path in the corn maze. You've got two paths to take. Which one do we take? If we use our God positioning system, if we ask the questions, what path should we take? Where should we go? What's the good path? We'll get that answer. But when we're comfortable in life, you know what we do? We go up there and say, all right, I'm going to take the right one. Or I'm going to take the left one today. Just how I'm feeling. I'm rolling with how I'm feeling today. And we make decisions based on our comfort level rather than decisions that will keep us from getting further lost in this maze of life. And how do we know this? We go back to Pastor Mark a few weeks back, who sat in a lazy boy chair on the stage, and he was so comfortable. It was so hard for me to get him out of that chair to preach the next service. He was so comfortable in it. Why? Because being lost sometimes is so comfortable. Sin is so comfortable. You know, I just, you know, it's just a bar. I'll just go there for a drink after work. That's all right. It's just somebody on the internet. I'm just chatting with them. There's no harm being done with that. I'm not an addict. I can go do this. It's not going to bother me. I've been there before. It's comfort. There's comfort in that. And those are paths that we take that are comfort. But what we realize is that comfort is good, has a cost to it, and the cost is we get lost because that comfort becomes more and more of something we desire, and we stay stuck in it. So we need to look at our GPS. We need to try to get back on track and say, I need the latest version. I need to download it. Because if not, I'm going to stay lost. Because the second piece of staying lost is saying, I am strong, not fearful. Because I can do this on my own. I've been here before. I've done it. I've seen it. I've watched it. I know how to get out of anything. I know how to go through anything. I can do it all myself. But when we say that I'm fearful, that focus goes off of us. We have to rely on somebody else. It's no longer about us. And it has to be about us because we don't want people seeing what we're really like, do we? We don't want to show people that we can't take care of ourselves. We don't want to show people that we stumble and we fall. You know, I always thought it was a good idea in a corn maze to have like a check-in station. So the fourth or fifth time they see you going in that circle, they're like, hey, Mr. Lego, appreciate your money tonight, but you got to get out of here. You know, we don't want you staying in here all night. Here's a check-in. Wouldn't it be great if we had check-ins in life? As we're going down that path, as we're getting lost, as we're getting stuck, that there's a place we can check in? Seems like we already have that in front of us. Back to that GPS, the scriptures, what God is telling us, to pick the right path, to ask for the right path to take in life. Let's ask for it so that we don't get lost further. The issue is, we think we've got things that are going to come out. Things are going to be exposed. In verse 20, it says this, everyone who does evil hates the light. And they will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. So why do we like to stay lost? We don't want people to know who we really are and where we've been and what's gone on in our lives. You know, what about our shortcomings? What about our problems? What about the things that we've said and done? Man, if people really knew that about me, wouldn't they judge me? Wouldn't they ridicule me? But you know what we do? We wait until the last minute. We wait until there's no hope in sight. We wait until we're at the bottom of the barrel before we end up reaching out. And sometimes it's too late. As I was thinking of that video with the family that was in there for 4 hours, I can imagine 1.5 hours in, 2 hours in, they're probably like, didn't we see this sign? Didn't we see this row? Didn't we make this choice already? Didn't we? And about 2.5 hours in, I know if it was me, I'm like, oh, man, I'm getting hungry. You smell that food coming through the cornfield? And at some point, somebody's got to be saying, I got to go to the bathroom because you can't walk for 4 hours. I don't care who you are. You can't do it without having to go. But they waited that whole time. 4 hours into this, because why? They're strong. They can figure it out. They can do it on their own. They don't need any help. And that's what we do. We do the same thing. You know what? I don't need your help. I don't have an addiction problem. I don't have a drinking problem. I don't have a marriage issue. I don't have a job, work issue, health issue. I can do this all on my own. I can figure this out. I'm strong. Why? Because I don't want people to know who I really am through my own personal stubbornness. But when we go after the God positioning system and we say, maybe I should do something different. Maybe I should look at this a different way. And we start to get recalibrated to that GPS. We get wisdom like this, that in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. So when you're lost, I am the way, the truth and the life. We may think we're strong, but we're actually weak because we can't admit our own faults. We can't admit our own sins. We can't admit our own shortcomings because we feel that we're going to get exposed. And what does our God positioning system do for us? He says, I'm not going to expose you. I'm going to do something that you're not even going to realize, that you don't even expect. I'm going to forgive you. I'm not going to expose you. I'm going to forgive you. You don't have to deal with this anymore, and nobody has to know about it because I'm going to forgive you for it. Everything, 100% done, signed, away. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life that you need to seek. We just need to listen to that GPS to get unlost. But then the biggest one comes in, this idea that I am right. Nobody can tell me how to do it. I've done this before. I've driven that way to Cranberry so many times. There's no way it was my fault. There's no way I missed that exit. It was somebody else's fault. I am right. And what happens when we're right? We end up telling lies. And if any of you are sitting here saying, well, I never lied, you're a liar. Because we all lie. We all stretch the truth. We all say things that we shouldn't be saying. Because this is protecting us from people. Because we don't want them to know who we really are. The nice thing is this GPS, this God positioning system, has this built-in truth serum in it. And what if we lived, this question, what if we lived by truth instead of living by lies? What if we lived by truth instead of living by lies? And where this comes from is verse 21. But whoever lives by truth comes into the light. Whoever lives by truth comes into the light. You see Jesus. He works with you. Your GPS is connected. Why? Because he may see plainly that what you have done has been done in the sight of God. God's already seen it all. He's experienced it all. He's seen your stubbornness. He sees you right now with your burdens. He sees you right now with your shame. And he's saying, just come into the truth. Admit that you're wrong. Admit that you need help. Admit that you need guidance. And I will help you. Come into the truth. Come into the light. Let me help you through this. But unfortunately, what we see is it's safer to stay in the dark. It's safer. Because I don't want to have things exposed. As a grandparent, a parent, or a teacher, each and every day we see our kids lie. This is kind of fun in a way to catch your kids lying because you feel like you're powerful. Okay. You sure you did that? You sure you said that? You sure you did your homework? You sure you ate your vegetables? Whatever it might be, we catch them. A few weeks back, I was doing a memorial service for somebody in the church, and they shared this story of their son who had passed. And I just love the story, and I wanted to share it with you. She said she went one day to pick him up from elementary school, and while she was at school, she's sitting in line, waiting for her son to come out of the school. And as she's looking around, she sees her son two streets away, running with his good friend from where his friend's house lives. And they were running as fast as they can, and they ran past the school, and then they disappeared. And then you know what she saw? She saw her son and her friend come out right, the school exit is real close here, and the son and the friend come right out there, so it looked like they came right out of school. She watched the whole thing. She opens the car door, the kids get in the car, and she goes, so, how was the day at your friend's house? He was caught. And she didn't stop right there. You know what she did? She parked the car, made him get out of the car, took him into the principal's office, and said, tell the principal what you did. You're caught. Well, you know what? When you tell lies, when you believe in your lies, when you say that you're right all the time, you get caught. You get caught. And this is what God's telling us right now. He's saying, quit lying. Quit saying that you're comfortable in your ways that you're living in right now. Quit doing the things that you're doing because you want to protect yourself or hide yourself. He said, just quit all that. Because when you're in it, you're lost. And I don't want you to be lost anymore. Because if you're lost, you can't do the great plans and things that I've got in this world for you to do. And I need you to get unlost so that we can do that together. Because Jesus said this in 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, in the life. And so, church, tonight, let's look at our God positioning system, each one of us, and let's reflect where we're at. And if we're taking those wrong turns, he's saying, seek Scripture. Seek His way to help you get out of it. If you're staying too comfortable, man, it might be time to stop doing something that you've been doing for a long time, short time, a day. Maybe you just started it on the way in church today. Maybe you don't need to do that anymore. You need to realize that we're weak and that we're not always right because we don't know the way all the time. And once we connect with Him and recalibrate, what He said is the path that we take is easy and we don't have to bear our own burdens and our wearies. In the book of Matthew, it says this again. Matthew 11:28-29. It says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We've been caught. And he's saying, get out of being lost. Don't wait till the last minute that you're in that maze before you call out. Instead of calling 911, instead of calling somebody here, instead of just not calling at all, he's saying, call me any time of the day or night, and I will answer, and I will get you out of that mess. Let's understand that and live through that we will not have to deal with our burdens anymore. Why don't you stand with us?